I'm Axel.
I'm John.
I'm Hash Bottoms.
Welcome to the Dubious Bakery.
Your steaming Yule log of inspiration.
What? I love our location for podcasting, right under a ceiling fan. Epic, right? For lighting bowls, right when you start. I did not even think about that until we started.
There were a lot of lighter clicks on that one.
Yeah,
I noticed that. So, if our voices sound different, it's because we're incredibly haggard right now. We're coming off of a Hash Bottom's birthday party last night.
But Hash Bash.
Which we are calling the Hash Bash.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, happy birthday, Hash Bottoms. You're in the show in the second time. Thank you for
thank
coming.
Thank you. Nowhere else I'd rather be.
Who did I say this to earlier this morning when I first woke up? I said, It felt like I had drank nothing but sandpaper last night when I woke up this morning.
I thought the phrase was your mouth felt like sandpaper, or you had swallowed sandpaper.
Like I had swallowed sandpaper then.
Yeah.
My throat was dry and I've never felt that way before. It was intense.
Did you take shots?
No. I was smoking copious amounts.
I got drunk early on in the night, actually, but it was weird. So, like, I had the early buzz of the night, and I talked to everyone and perused the party. But I started getting really thirsty, so I just downed, like, the rest of the water in the fridge. And so toward the end of the night, I was able to calm back down and observe everyone else who was plastered, by the way, like, Hash Bottoms.
I hit a water bottle in the meats, so just in case. I planned ahead.
Nice. That's a good party move, hiding water.
Yeah, of course.
But Hash Bottoms was very drunk. He was all over the place, like, blah, blah, blah.
Good times. Good times, everyone.
Yes, happy birthday. Happy birthday. So, moving on to more relevant news. Axel and I, love our fans on Facebook.
Very much so. Woo woo.
Indeed. But I do have to call one out.
Uh oh. I know what this is. John's been talking about this for a while, so he's actually going to do this. Okay.
Her name is Jody, and I forgot to find out where she was from.
I think it's Joby.
No, it's Jody.
Okay.
Now, Maestro, can you get onto our Facebook there?
Anyway, for those who don't know, Joby or Jody, I think it is Jody, you're right, because we've discussed before. She is like our number one fan art artist. She always draws pictures for the bakery.
She's done tons of pictures, a lot of them abstract and nothing to do exactly with us or us in general, but more abstract whatnot. So, she's done one of Axel.
Yeah, John can't think of it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
No, what is griping about is she's done pictures of Grundle. She's done pictures of, like, Dr. K. She's done pictures of Dubious Axel. But there's never actually been a Dubious John one. And he's just like, so, I can't believe I've gone through the cracks. And so, he is jokingly and lovingly poking fun at Jody.
Yes, I'm requesting one.
And requesting one. So we thought we'd say that early so that possibly we can get a Dubious John fan art in the works.
Yeah, Jody from Michigan. That's her.
We have to give her some inspiration, dude. Like I told you, like, what do you want to look like? And you can't think of what to do. Like, mine's cool. I am a robot fighting a cheetah.
Well, exactly. So, I'm always envisioning myself as king.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. When I'm king, things are going to change.
I see much. Ninja.
See ninja, really?
Yeah.
Ninja King?
Oh yeah.
Ninja King.
King of the ninjas.
That seems like an oxymoron, you know? You're like, the ninjas are so stealthy you can't really see them versus everyone knows the king, man.
Nah, you just don't fuck with the Ninja King. No one can usurp the Ninja King.
How do you get that title? You have to like kill a bunch of ninjas.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd that's the Shredder. Yeah, you become Shredder. That's what Shredder is. He's the Ninja
King. That sucks,
thanks,
man.
Maestro.
That means you have to be like the best ninja. So that means probably like you have to go kill the Ninja King to become the Ninja King. So he must be under constant ninja attack. So he can like never rest. You know what I mean? He'd just be under constant, like, they could be in the fridge. They could be like in the floor. Like, people are crafty. That sucks. Well, anyway. I was reading an awesome story about PS3s. Evidently, the Air Force Research Laboratory has strung together 1,760 PS3s. to create the fastest interactive computer system in the entire Department of Defense. It has, maybe Maestro can help me with this. It has 500 trillion floating points per second.
What does that mean?
What is a floating point? If you don't know what it is, maybe you can Wikipedia it at some point. But that's very fast, and I thought that was really cool that, like, technologies like that we use every day, like a PS3, could be used like that.
Someone once told me when the PS3 was being launched that it would be able to program that you could use your microwave from the other room. And that's what got me really excited about the PlayStation 3.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how, of course.
Yeah, I don't know how you'd do that either, but you, like...
I don't know.
I know what you mean.
That's for the laziest person on the planet.
Yeah, that's a lot of hype.
Yeah, that's lame. That's really lame.
It's cool, though. That's like the future. Like, you want your house to be more interactive.
Yeah.
But you know what sucks about that particular thing is you have to plan ahead to have something in the microwave.
Yeah.
So in that sense, you are kind of being
lazy. You're doing more work.
Yeah.
No. So these PS3s are networked together. Is there anything special about the PS3s?
Well, actually, they're the older kind of PS3s because the older kinds can support Linux. The newer kinds, I guess, can't do it. So since all these computers are linked together and have Linux, and so it costs $2 million to create one of these type of supercomputers, which is 5 to 10% the cost of one built from scratch.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's pretty awesome, actually. Like, if you want to get a cheap but really good supercomputer, get a bunch of PS3s.
That's cool. Oh, Maestro has a...
The definition of what a floating trillion point or...
Computing, floating point describes a system for representing numbers that would be too large or too small to be represented as integers. What it basically means is the speed of floating point operations is an important measure of performance for computers in many application domains. It is measured in flops, basically flops per second. How many tasks it can do a second?
Calculations.
Wow!
Per second.
So the fact that
okay.
Would it be correct to saying that if some computer even could do one floating point per second, it would be a really advanced computer? This fact that it can do 500 trillion of that is amazing. Wow! Well, that's even more epic. Yeah, now that I understand more. And you know what's really cool? It uses 10% of the power too of modern day supercomputers.
So what are they using it for?
Perfect. High five right there. Well, what they use it for is processing high-res satellite imagery, radar enhancement, and even research into AI.
There it is.
That was it right there.
I
like it. So I just thought it was cool. So in the future, when the bakery is making at least enough money to buy 1,760 PS3s, let's do it and just have like a... hook it up to the Dubious Bakery TV. Just have, like, I don't know, the fastest thing ever, like, at our disposal.
Eventually it'll learn, and it'll become way better than us, and it won't need us anymore.
It'll learn from us, so it'll be awesome.
Its podcast show will be much better than ours.
The Dubious Bakery supercomputer it would learn from us, and be awesome. Title, it would become a part of the show. It'd be like, that is funny. That would be so sick. You'd be anti, like, a AI component to the show? Like a third, an electronic Dubious Baker?
No, as long as he knows his place.
I don't even know what you mean by that.
He's a piece of property.
Oh my.
He belongs to the bakery.
Jeez, he belongs to the bakery.
I
might agree if it's just a bunch of PS3s that are really smart, but I don't know. If he started surprising me with like intelligent conversation and like
cookies,
he asked like, man, I would really like a body, or it really sucks being a slave. If you start saying things like that, then I would really say he deserves rights. He would deserve to at least be an equal Dubious Baker.
Yeah, that's a tough argument right there. You brought that whole slave part into it.
Well, you know,
that's a tough one.
It is. Yes. It's how you win.
Well, so anything in the future for these supercomputers or this supercomputer is going to be used to, I don't know.
Well,
inspire other supercomputers to become more.
Maybe a bunch of Wii's or something together. You know, I wonder how many Wii's it would take to equal that. But otherwise, they're probably just going to use a bunch of those and just cheaper. That's still just awesome.
That's funny. That opens up a whole new line of business for Sony too. Now, why not just craft those for the government? Sell them for them for cheaper. You know, without the Blu-ray player in every single one of them.
That'd be smart.
Great. Now we're going to have Blu-ray players in every tank.
I hear the UK is working on a what they call invisible tank by the year. I think it was 2015, something like that.
So I'm guessing when you say invisible tank, you mean like one that has cameras that go on each side that shows you what, you know, like on the screen in front of you, shows you what's behind you. Is that the type of technology you're referring to?
I hope so. I should have looked into it because it did sound interesting, but
invisible tank.
I glossed it.
It could just be camouflage too. Like,
look it up, you'll find it.
I was reading about a cool, you know, invention for the future. So a German lab has created a new elephant trunk inspired robot arm.
Elephant? Oh, so it's what is that? Dex style or dexterous or
tactile?
Can't think of the word.
I don't know. It's elephant like.
Yeah.
Basically, it's like one elephant snout looking appendage. So it's almost like a Dr. Octopus looking thing on the end of like a stubby arm or something.
Does it have an opposable appendage?
It
kind of
just telescoped out. I mean, it got thinner, so it would curl around to like pick up a pen or something. It would just be a tentacle. It was a robotic tentacle.
Have you seen the robotic snakes that can climb trees and whatnot?
No.
They're comprised of just modules that bend and rotate a certain way, and when you put enough of these things together, they can crawl across the floor. You know, they'll roll. Or they can wrap themselves around a tree and then twist their way up.
Oh, yeah. That's sick.
And, you know, they can operate independently and this and that. So, I don't know. The future.
This article actually brought up something cool that I was thinking about. This arm is actually really strong. It has, like, a lot of reinforcement behind it. Like, it's kind of soft, like an elephant trunk, but it actually has a lot of pressure and force behind it. So, would you, like, allow, like, someone to have this around, like it technically is a really deadly weapon. They could, I don't know. I'm envisioning this makes me just think already, like the evil purposes. Like someone gets this thing stronger than the average bear, you like go into like a bank or a convenience store, just like rip down the door and stuff, and just be like, what? Like this creature from out of like a Spider-Man comic.
Yeah, but do you think they would let them do that? You don't think they'd put some sort of capacitor on it like they do with your car? Your car can go above 120, but they don't let you in most cases. A governor.
I see what you're saying. Well, I would say then this this person would take the governor out of their arm thing and still have access to that technology.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think of that.
And pimp it up.
Damn it.
And then still be like, raw.
Well, touche. But who's to say nobody can do that now? Like, I can take a forklift on a rant, on a fucking rave around the streets right now, but...
Until you get shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll take him down. He's not completely invulnerable.
You know what? The picture was a very short tentacle, and so I could see, like, being able to pick up a beer bottle, like, it would curl around it and stuff, but the technology, like, already kind of makes me excited for, like, a longer tentacle, like, a very long that got really thin. You know what I'm talking about? Almost like... Like, it would be, like, 10 feet or something. Like, so it would, like, curl up and stuff or, like, telescope into the tentacle. And then you can, like,
telescoping tentacle?
That's what it looked like. It was a short version of something that could just curl up like a telescoping tentacle. So I'm thinking in the future they could make it really long, and then you can control it, and maybe it'd be really strong, and then you'd just be really, like, badass and whip-like, and maybe can support your weight.
So does it only curl... <I don't know. laughs> Does it only curl in one direction, or can it reverse itself and curl in the opposite direction, or...
Yeah, it was very unilateral, I guess you would say. Like, it could bend any which way, like...
Oh, wow.
It all telescoped out, so if you think about it, it could just bend up or down or to the diagonal way.
So when can we see these on the streets?
Oh, you know, never.
Oh.
Come on. Like, every time we talk about one of these technologies, it's always, like, years away from, like, future or, like, practical application. So
not our lifetime.
I know. Prototypes.
Yeah, that sucks.
Not necessarily not our lifetime, because, as we know, we've talked about the show many times, that technology is getting better every day, and so health, you know, keeping us alive longer will probably start happening. So I think in our lifetime. In fact, we might be the guys having to use these things to keep moving around. Neat. We're going to be the first cyborgs. I'm excited for that. What are you shaking your head there?
Heart machine?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No.
Well, hang on. Now, you say machine as in electricity, or are you just saying technology inside your body?
Technology inside my body. I'm not comfortable with that.
Do you wear contact lenses?
You
already have technology inside your body.
Nice. You walked right into that one.
That's not really electronic and machine, though. I'm more
against technology, nonetheless.
Like I don't want the chip in me. You know.
Oh, you don't want the mark of the beast.
No,
chip.
I don't want any of that.
What chip are you referring to?
That chip, that evil chip, that all those serial number.
Yeah.
Categorized on your neck. Like an ID chip.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Yeah, I agree there. But come on, you don't want some. What about a chip that you can turn on and off the TV with the blink of an eye? How about the next Kinect that's installed in your body? Hash bottoms wouldn't get that?
Hash bottoms might.
Exactly. Yeah. Bullshit, hash bottoms.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love the fact that we're all still fresh off the hash bash. So I'm sorry if I'm a little slow today, folks.
I know. I'm the most well-rested, but the other guys are just, toasted.
So something I wanted to bring up is someone actually pulled the naked man at the party last night. Did you guys hear about this?
Oh, Hash Bottom has told me about it, but Dubious what John is not, does not get the reference.
Not here.
What is the naked man?
He doesn't get the reference. So.
Oh, the naked man. The naked man is a move perfected by or introduced from a TV show. And what it is you go to this girl's apartment, and you know it's not going well. It's a Hail Mary. But when she goes into the other room, you get completely naked. So when she comes back, it's like...
It's a 50-50 coin toss at that point.
I don't think it's a coin toss. I think that's... but yeah.
It is. It's a yes or no.
A lot of screaming and yelling or things go really good.
He comes up to me and he's like, Hash, tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to pull it out tonight. Sure. I thought he would,
You thought it was a joke, basically.
Wimp out and he didn't. She called me livid this morning. It was awesome.
So he was the fortunate tails when it should have been heads.
Yeah.
50%. Yeah. But still, that's pretty epic. At least having that.
That's a good start.
That's pretty much pretty bold.
Hash bash.
I think I'd ever pull that move, but good for him.
2011. Yeah, I have a fun story here. It's a party story, kind of, because this guy broke into a house and partied by himself.
That's always fun, by the way. It's always great.
Other house, people's things.
House sitting. Come on. If anyone ever house sits, you're always like, yeah.
So, John Finch, 44, of Delaware, broke into a storm-damaged house, and he pretty much hid out there for 3 days, drinking the whole time.
Oh, my question is, was he drinking their booze?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, from his supply that I see here, he probably had some of his own.
Yeah.
He ended up drinking 3 bottles of gin and 2 bottles of whiskey.
3 days.
Yeah, just him over those 3 days. So he's
and he was just in this torn up house. I'm guessing it was a mansion thing, or was it just some dude's house?
No, it was actually a lady's house, and it didn't say what kind of house, but I assumed it had alcohol in it. So they were a well stocked house, whatever they were.
That's gonna be my target in the apocalypse situation. I'm not gonna say zombie apocalypse anymore because I don't like going to that. So it's an apocalypse situation. Mm. Because we all know what that means, but it's not necessarily zombies. So anyway, in apocalypse situations, I would raid houses like this guy did instead of stores because everyone goes that way.
But then again, you run the risk of breaking into a house and finding the family. And the family's like, get the fuck out!
That's why, that's true. I could get blown away that way. That's why I will knock.
So if there's any zombies in there, it's like, hey, food.
Pizza man.
Food. No, really. Oh. Because you're right. If it's a zombie, they're going to come toward me and I can kill them. But if it's a family, they'll maybe say what? Or look out the window or something.
Or see another mouth to feed and kill you.
I can move on. That's my status. I'll move on. Moving on to the next place.
So some of you may be asking yourselves, why am I telling you about this guy who broke into this house and drank for nothing but 3 days straight? Well, apparently, he got too drunk and couldn't find his way out of the house.
Oh, that's so awesome.
So he called the cops to come rescue him.
That's fucking ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Isn't that fun?
He must have. I bet he was in the basement.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The basement?
Yeah, just because that's... I guess if you're really drunk, you just cannot climb up. And you said it's like a damaged house anyway, like from water a damage flood from or flood. Something. Yeah, I don't know. I can just see that being the most confusing place to be drunk in haze. Going up is harder than just going down stuff. And mid, because if you're on the mid floor, you can get out. And upstairs, you're going to fall down and get hurt or something, but you'll find a way out. But just going up is too difficult.
Yeah, it even says when the homeowner came back to get some belongings and whatnot, he hid in the closet. I love the fact that, you know, you're fucking drunk. And all of a sudden, you're just like hiding in closets. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, he had the wherewithal to do that. He can't get out of the house, but he knows how to hide like a ninja in a closet.
Ninja, vanish!
Fucking ridiculous.
I want that soundbite. Wait, Maestro, come on. We'll take that. That'll be the outro, and then we can come back with the I'm back.
Welcome back. Is that one?
Yeah,
is
that's the one. Oh, welcome
I
back.
Love, okay, I love that one, by the way. I read this article about this university in Munich, Germany. It's called Technische Universität.
So, ah.
First of all, that's a story in itself. That's awesome.
Maestro but, went there.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that. Oh, I forgot about
that's
that.
That's his alma mater.
That's awesome. So then you know this. The school features a couple of gigantic slides that help students get from the top floor to the ground level. I think that's awesome. I think that's great.
How fast are you going by the time you get to, like, the ground level? Dude, is there a big pit you empty out into of, like, foam cubes?
Actually, you know what? I never thought of that, but they showed a picture, and it's like, imagine, like, a four-story building, and then it literally was a slide from the top floor to, like, the bottom floor. Well, so it's already really tall.
Now, there's a difference in slides. Are we talking, like, you know, when they're doing construction on a big building and they have that tube that runs down to the dumpster?
Not that like, it's not like a plasticky
one. What's the grate here?
It's basically it's tube-like, and imagine don't think of it like an escalator that's going down that way. It's literally using the entire length of the floor. Like if it's a rectangle building, the slide's going down rectangularly almost across the whole way.
God, what a terrible idea.
Well, my question here:
all these bags are falling from the sky. People are gonna get hit in the head. You know, it's definitely happened.
Is it enclosed?
It's a tube. It's like basically a tube till the end, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought I saw the picture. Oh,
I can show it. Open. We can show it to you later. But it is a tube.
I can't imagine them leaving it open for anybody. That is such trouble.
Well, here's my question. Yeah, because it actually to let you know, they were in the picture. It totally shows stairs too, all over the place. So, would there be a stigma against using the slide? In the school, like, would only nerds use the slide?
No.
And there's such things like cool people wouldn't use the slide?
I would hope not.
I don't think
I know I would.
I don't think
but is that like a nerdy thing to do?
The dean of the school is not going to go down that slide.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he would not be, he would be caught dead.
Oh, bullshit.
Going down that slide. For
a photo op or something. People were like, oh,
he would be caught
slide.
Dead going down that slide.
Yeah, I can see that's the only reason.
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, stay in the elevator.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I thought that was, but still, I like the idea. I've always said I wanted to get a fireman pulled for the bakery, but everyone always bitching about the safety hazard. Like, what if the guy on the first floor just drunk and falls? I'm like, then he doesn't deserve to be on the second floor of the Dubious Bakery, okay? All right.
Maestro really likes that one. Shit. All right. You guys want to take a break, then come back?
Oh, yes. I'm going to smoke him if you got him.
Yeah, I really want to tease the my official Spider-Man reboot boycott. Initiative.
This is intense. Dubious John has been going crazy on this Spider-Man thing. Like, he's such a fan, and I'm so shocked.
I am true to the cause, and you'll find out more about that when we come back. Right.
Welcome back to the bakery.
Thank you very much, Hash Bottoms. You are back at the bakery, and I'm looking at Axel milking this massive bong over here, and that thing rips me apart every time I do it, so I can only imagine what he's feeling right now.
Did you just say milking this bong?
I did. I was referring to the color of the chamber, meaning it was full of smoke, thus a milky appearance.
That's a smoking term.
I've just never heard of that before. Like,
yeah.
That's really?
Sorry.
You learn something new every day in the Dubious Bakery. Milking the bong.
Before we left for break, I teased my new initiative to boycott the Spider-Man reboot. I'm calling it Spider-Man Reboot Boycott. Say that 10 times fast.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man Reboot Boycott. 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 Spider-Man Reboot Boycott.
Yeah. Man up, man.
Reboot. Boycott.
Have some dignity.
Spider-Robocott.
I want to go fast. And I was exhaling.
Damn it. Like
RoboCop.
Well,
okay.
So, yeah.
Spider-Man reboot. Okay, okay, okay.
My initiative is to boycott the Spider-Man reboot by not seeing it in theaters, and especially opening weekend, because that's when, as Hash will attest,
the option expires, basically how long they hold the rights for.
Well, no, about opening weekend. Is that when a movie is judged upon how well it does?
Yeah, exactly. And if, like, for the major releases like that, yeah, the first couple. Weekends, especially the first.
So you want to boycott seeing it in theaters. Tell people if they want to see it in DVD at least, or you just say never see it ever. Or
no, see it on DVD if you want to see it. Don't see it in theaters. And, you know,
just don't pay for it.
I'm giving people the option to see the Spider-Man, because I like Spider-Man, so I will probably end up seeing the new one, the reboot. But for the reason I don't want people to see
it's
it.
It's like, this makes no sense, like, Dubious John. Like, I don't get it, because you're such a fan, like... You're such a fan of Spider-Man. This guy talks about, he knows everything about Spider-Man more than most people on the bakery. In fact, I defy someone to say they know more about Spider-Man.
Oh, I know one guy. Fan. I know one guy, and he hangs out with the Unrestrained crew.
Oh, really? Son of a bitch. Well, come on, you're good. You can probably take him, too. But I still don't understand. You're not going to see this movie in theaters, and you're Dubious John is a movie-going guy, too. Like, that's why I'm so extreme. Like, that's a movie I'd almost go see in theaters, and I don't really see much movies in theaters just because... I'm a fan of Marvel Comics.
And, you know, I am a big fan of Marvel Comics and their properties and their material. And that's why I'm doing this. Because...
You're doing this for them.
I'm doing this for Marvel. For the rest of the fans out there. If you were a true fan, you would want to see Spider-Man integrated into the Avenger universe. The current Iron Man universe, the current Hulk universe, the current Thor, Captain America, Avengers.
Is this where this is stemming from? Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, I never realized. You're right. I guess he's a Marvel character, but he's not really in those movies. Well, I mean, Hulk, it makes sense. Hulk, why would I have Spider-Man in the Hulk movie? But, like, you mean he's not in the Avenger movie?
No, he won't be, because Fox owns the properties to Spider-Man. Mm. To the Spider-Man on film, at least.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So, this last Spider-Man 3, the one with Venom and Sandman, didn't do that well, right? Arguably one of the worst Spider-Man of the trilogy.
Yes. Featured emo Peter Parker.
And a great dancer, though.
Yeah, he's a great dancer.
Yeah, he really was. That's so bad. That's some rhythm to him.
That's some rhythm.
But, so, this one didn't do that well, and none of the cast wanted to come back for a fourth one. They were asked. They were offered money. Everybody was offered buco bucks, and... No one really wanted to do it, because I think they wanted to go back as a trio with the director, Sam Raimi.
And he wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so man. Toby and...
whatever. I was over
Horseface
Toby.
Horseface walked.
Kristen.
Toby Kirsten and Horseface. Yeah. That is an epic story right there. That is a story for a child's book.
So, Fox, in order to keep money going, to keep making money off the whole Spider-Man thing, they're just making a shittier movie. They're making another movie because they want to hold on to the rights, because if they don't use the property on film within a couple years, it will expire, and the rights will go back to Marvel, which will, you know, they'll fucking use it because they are using everything else in their possession right now.
What would you say if someone was like, but this movie is going to be like the best Spider-Man movie ever? Well, what if you knew for a fact it was? Like I've been hearing hype already about it, like a little bit, like, and it's going to be a... Like a more realistic Spider-Man, if that makes sense. Like, I almost feel like it's like a Batman Begins of Spider-Man, where they're cheating a more realistic approach to Spider-Man versus, I guess, in the other movies, it is kind of CGI and stuff. Like, you know, like Batman Begins wasn't really, like, the, I don't think there was any CGI.
From what maybe I understand.
Some of the bats, I guess.
Yeah, maybe the Batmobile.
But not, but for the most part.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, even the Batmobile, there's an epic, those are actually stunts for the most part. Just the bats, yes. I think, were CGI.
This movie could, I don't want to say it could blow me out of the water, because chances are it's really not going to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
But.
You're refined Spider-Man palette.
Well, even the last ones really didn't. I don't know. It's just, something about it, I don't think it's going to do it justice. But I would much rather see Spider-Man under the control of Marvel over Fox. Because they Marvel has an infinite well to tap from as far as stories, villains, characters, yada, yada, yada. Whereas Fox can only tap from the Spider-Man universe.
Yeah.
You know, they can't reach into the Captain America universe and pull out Red Skull and have Spider-Man fight Red Skull. They can't do that because that is owned by Marvel. Yeah.
All right.
So I would love to see an Avengers movie with Spider-Man swinging around New York. That would be cool.
But you know what? If you have the Avengers, Spider-Man's not going to really help anyway. I mean, he's okay, but when you have the Avengers there, he's low on the totem pole, man.
Yeah. All right. That's
another day. I
disagree. Now, why do you say that? I can think of tons of other people.
Let's see. Well,
Hawkeye.
The
ant motherfucker. Like, oh, he can grow big and small. Ah.
Oh, dude. Well, Ant Guy could take Spider-Man if he grew big.
That's bogus. You saw Spider-Man fight Sandman. He took him. He was a big
Sandman's
motherfucker.
Different. He like this is literally like a physical guy who's big. Sandman is composed of like little pellets that he like you know, he got around that shit basically is what he did. This guy could literally get big, so Spider-Man could maybe web around him and get away, but one smash, one bullet could kill Spider-Man. I mean, I know he has a spider sense, and that's what makes him so epic.
Yeah, you may be right.
What about Iron Man? Who do you think? Sorry, I'm very fascinated with your who you think. Like, who do you think can beat Spider Man?
I think a lot of people can kick his ass. I don't know.
Most of the Avengers.
Most of the Avengers. Yeah, probably. Hulk. Why not? Yeah, I'm sure. Spider Man would probably outsmart him. You know, swing away. But if Hulk caught up to him, he'd beat the hell out of him. Oh yeah, he'd use him to just pound the floor in.
I heard there was some story where like Spider Man took on Hulk. When like Silver Surfer like gave him like super strength or something.
Yeah, that's the only way he could take on the Hulk. Silver Surfer has to help. The omnipotent one.
I guess you're right there.
But yeah, that's why I think everyone should boycott Spider-Man 2. And if you want to find out more about this initiative, go to Facebook and join our event. It's Spider-Man Reboot Boycott.
Spider-Man Reboot Boycott.
And I hope to see you there.
Please, I will join. I will join just because I love the name. And I will be sitting in the shower sometimes, just like in the shower, I'm like shampooing my hair. I was like, "Spider-Man Reboot Boycott."
Nice. I hope you do. I hope I.
I hope you hope I do. I have another story out of Germany. Those people are getting crafty over there. We gotta watch it. They have created bandages that turn purple at the sign of infection.
Yeah.
Like good idea, I thought. You know, like
Is each bandage like $20?
Oh, I never thought of that. Probably the most expensive.
Is
bandage.
This like the prototype, the robotic arm that we'll never see?
I hope we see it, because that seems very basic, and it's like a great one of those simple. Oh, I love the idea. It's the trauma bandage. It insulates wounds like any other bandage, but it provides a special window into how the wound is healing because it uses a secret special dye that reacts to different pH levels. And so like skin has a pH level of like 5 or 6. So if it's higher, you can tell there's infection there. So the color.
When taking off your bandage and just checking your skin isn't enough. Well, let's have a window into our Band-Aid.
Well, it'll reduce costs of like hospitals changing bandages.
True.
It'll reduce that
it's
stuff.
It's probably more sanitary to do that anyway.
Probably. And they will actually, you know, in the future install probably electronics into these things. Possibly.
Good.
So these are the Germans that are doing this?
Oh, yeah. The Germans are doing
this,
though.
Good for them. I have a story here out of Germany.
Really?
I do. It's a fun one. Are you guys ready to cringe?
Oh, gosh. Okay, yes.
Achterleber.
This is the one Axel was sitting across from me while I was doing some research over here, and I stumbled across this story. And I laughed, and I felt really bad.
Oh, this one was going crazy. He's like, oh, man. when he was like, it was like a library status when we were researching for the bakery.
So, this comes from Bielefeld, Germany. And apparently the father of a teenage daughter disapproved of her taste in men.
Like most.
Yeah, namely her 57-year-old boyfriend, Philip.
That's love, but still, he should, that father should back off, but yeah.
So, that's love. Father, like anybody else, he would choose the legal recourse first, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
So he went to the police and said, hey, you know, this is nonsense. I don't want it to happen. And I don't know the laws in Germany. I don't know the age of consent, but apparently they couldn't do anything about it. They told him, you know, there's nothing we can do.
I say 18 usually is here, but sometimes 17 works in certain states. I don't know.
This is Germany.
Germany.
Have you been to Germany recently?
Not recently.
Picked up any of those bandages?
In my spy years, I was, but...
That's right.
Shut the fuck up about that, please.
Keep telling yourself
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
So he went to the police. The police said no. So taking matters into his own hands, he rounded up a few of his friends from work and paid Philip a visit at his house.
Ooh, Wild West status.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and this is where I quote the article. When they arrived, they forced Philip to remove his trousers. And
that's never a good beginning.
Yeah, good start.
Yeah.
Allegedly castrated him while he was fully conscious.
Ooh.
Son of a bee. Wowza.
Son of a bee, man.
I know. No,
I mean,
it's an emotional story.
It is. You can see the motive, even though that's extreme. Wow.
Wow.
More? Did he do any more? Is that?
There's more. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Please
don't go on. Go on.
So
yes,
he lived through that. That's great.
Police said, quote, the severed testicles were taken away by the perpetrator.
Oh, never to be attached.
That'd be a fun game of hide and go seek.
Oh. little treasure map there.
Hey, you guys want to know something else?
There's more.
Yes.
Yes.
There's a butter knife.
Oh. Wow. Never thought of that, but you know, whoa.
That is...
I love the faces in the bakery.
That's
like
cruel.
Everyone is looking down at the floor like,
that's cruel. Cruel, cruel, cruel. It's a cruel world out there.
Just
don't piss people off is the moral, I guess, of that story. Like, just choose wisely. Well, choose wisely.
I read a story yesterday. I forget where it was. I want to say Washington, but that's a total stab in the dark. This guy was doing presents, and he got something for his ex-girlfriend. Apparently, it was a dildo that was supposed to explode when activated.
Oh my! Oh shit!
Yeah,
it was supposed to.
He knew
that. He
like
was
after
to kill
like her after like a couple of minutes, it would explode.
And did she use it, or is that
no? I guess the roommate overheard it and told the police. The police came and raided it. It was all ready to go. It was all wrapped up. Had a card on it that just said, "I'm sorry," you know, stuff like that.
Did they blow it up?
When you first described it, I thought like prank status of explosion, like a little like
no, a bomb,
like a blower up,
a pussy bomb. Yeah.
Oh my god,
pussy bomb is different. Like it should be like a little firecracker.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Like when you first described it, I thought firecracker, but at the end of that, I was like, oh my god, it's like a pipe bomb status.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh wow, yeah. That's extreme. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You guys gotta be careful out there.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't take strange dildos.
Just I don't know.
That's the moral of that one.
Just genital stories, you know.
No strange dildos.
I wanted to throw my genital story out there. all right.
I thought this was cool. I can never remember sometimes if I mentioned these articles, so I'm going to mention it again. But a Yale University astronomer says that the total number of stars in the universe is likely 3 times bigger than realized. Dun-dun.
Okay. In the universe?
In the universe.
Not in our galaxy.
Not on our galaxy. Well, probably in our galaxy, but they're taking this. They studied like 9 other galaxies, and they like detected these red dwarf stars. Remember we've been talking about Gliese 581 G and D and all these planets?
Yeah.
That's a red star system, and it's like they're like just dimmer than we've been able to detect, and now we're able to detect them, and so now this study has come out saying there's 3 times as many as we. So what's cool is the Drake equation, which is this little equation that in theory, like you add how many stars and how many universes and how many, if you knew the number of all these equations, you can in theory calculate how many civilizations are out there. And so this is like times it by 3. So in theory, this discovery.
We're 3% more likely.
I would say, yeah, exactly. This discovery makes it three times more likely that there's 300%. Aliens out there.
Well, of course, there's aliens out there.
Well, you still have to kind of do it scientifically for people who don't believe. So it's like here's evidence. And even though that's not really that much evidence because there's no number,
yeah.
Whatever that number is, it's three times as more likely.
The evidence is more likely now. There's just more of it now.
We need a variable sign. That's like not for even math. Right to say. Like a little alien head is like meaning whatever that variable is. So figure it out.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So, hey, I found this in the newspaper here. And I thought it was a great story. Okay, so we all know the active ingredient in weed is THC, right?
Thick.
No. You didn't know that, THC?
No.
Okay.
Thick.
Yeah, it's thick. That's shorthand. Yeah. Not at all.
Oh, okay.
THC. And lately, the growers in the last 20 years or so have been breeding buds with more THC than its other active ingredient, CBD. The lesser known
active ingredient. Huh.
Now, this article talks about CBD being less of a psychoactive effect or pharmaceutical. And,
like hallucinogenic almost, even though it's not, what I mean?
Well, it mentioned it being more beneficial to your cognitive reflexes, as in thinking. It didn't affect you as far as slowing you down, making you tired.
So it's almost the thing that makes you like in the zone sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm in the zone a little bit, like I'm on fire. Sometimes I'm like I can't do anything. Other times I'm like I'm on fire.
So yeah, well lately we have been burdened with these THC heavy buds, and that just gives us couch lock all day. I sit in front of my computer and watch videos and play video games.
Couch lock. I just never heard that way.
Yeah.
I had that shown to me as soon as I started going to the bud scene or the club scene here in Southern California.
Yeah, you are. I think you're a clubber in the dispensary scene. I've gone to like one or two clubs, but you've gone to a bunch.
I have. Yeah. I like to try them out.
You are a clubber.
I've been to some really shady ones lately too, and yeah, I'm surprised they're still in business.
Oh, I went to one shady one once, and it was scary. It was in L.A. and just it was right next to some like. Revivalist church, and it was scary. Okay, yeah.
But either way, this new study showed that THC buds are the ones that make you tired and all that jazz. And when combined with a 50-50 mixture of CBD, the high is more of a sativa base.
More uppity.
Uppity. Yeah. So lately they've been trying to breed more CBD buds, sativa buds. And really breed out the THC.
Huh.
Or at least step down the whole THC culture into the CBD.
Or just pick another strain really balance almost, it out again. Like another strain of... It is almost another strain of weed. Like it's like a less THC content, more of this other one.
Yeah, if you want to know more about it, the website's right here. It is projectcbd.com. And it's really informative. It's kind of cool, actually. Because I'm a fan of sativas. I don't like the whole couch lock. Nonsense. And I'm feeling it right now. I'm so tired.
Because you partied too a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. But yeah, I agree there. Me and Hash Bottoms have been playing StarCraft lately. Actually, we're beginning like way into it. And the other day, we were playing, we were checking out like our friends' accounts and profiles.
Yep.
And we checked out Dubious John's profile. And we were like, oh yeah, what is his stats must be like.
Yeah.
And we looked, and he's only played, like, tell me if I'm lying. I think he's only played 5 1v1 games in the competitive bracket.
Yep.
And he's in the Gold League, but he's only played 5. And I was like, whoa, really? Because he is the biggest fan of StarCraft 2. He's the one who brings it up the most on the show. I've heard so much news about it from him. He doesn't even play the game the correct way.
Traditional way. Yeah, you play. You play ship.
So battle. I guess I was just wondering, like, what's the deal? Or I would just love you to start playing more. I would love to see one game or two.
In my defense, I do play more team battles than I do 1v1s. How many team battles do I have there? Did you fail to mention those? 2v2s, 3v3s, 4v4s.
We're not calling that into question here.
So what are you calling into question?
Just 1v1.
Just 1v1s. Is the 1v1s.
Why do I find it more entertaining to play with a group of people?
It's different.
To be honest.
It's more intense if you do 1v1.
I know how, nah, I don't enjoy it. I find it stressful, to be honest.
Yeah. What about your entertainment? Is that the betterment of your craft?
I'm fucking good. I'll take both of you right now. Let's do it.
2v1?
We'll take a break real quick. No.
We'll get back on that, like 2v1. That'd be cool.
2v1.
So yeah, we just thought that was very interesting. Like, we have talked about it for a while because I have like at least 150 games or something, and I've been actively adding to it all the time.
Well, to be honest, when I played those 4 games and then I lost that last one and it put me in the gold league, I was happy to be in the gold league. I was like, oh, cool, yay. You know, I'm not going to fuck this up.
That's it.
It can't take me out if I don't play.
Is it because, like, is that why you said it's too stressful?
I don't have to give up the chair if I sit in it forever.
Oh, wow. No, because I asked him before kind of about this why he did this for a little bit, and he's like, yeah, just it's too stressful if I did 1v1. Like, I understand. Like, just kind of the same thing. I had a 12-streak win streak the other day on 1v1. I was getting so excited, but you're right. I started feeling the stress. Like, I was like, I couldn't play casually. I was like, I had to play. Like, I had to win because I had to keep this streak going. And when I lost, I was actually happy I lost.
I can't just go in and play casually because, like, I put too much emphasis on doing things right. And I really like to just go off base and, you know, see what works and see what doesn't. And to do that in a competitive game, I don't know, it's not fun to lose all the time.
Happens a lot in StarCraft, though.
Absolutely. When I was playing in beta, it was fun because everything was constantly changing. Roaches were way overpowered, and things were good. Things were good for the Zerg.
Things were good for the Zerg.
Yeah. I did play a lot of 1v1 in beta.
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever. He should. He should play more. Doobie Sean should.
I will. I do play Star Battle and Mercy TD. Those are some of my favorite maps at the
moment.
What
is Mercy TD?
TD refers to tower defense. It's a defense game.
Mm. Like Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Exactly. There you go. It's a good one.
Oh, the weather outside is weather.
God, don't get that in everyone's head, please, again. I don't know why it's so ridiculous. You know how we've been talking about Gliese 581 again, like this possible habitable planet? I was doing dubious research, and I found out that, see, 2011 now, so 3 years ago, we already sent a message to this system 3 years ago. So in about in 2029, 501 messages that we sent from Earth will reach that system. So in theory, if there is some type of life there, they would receive it.
So what kind of messages are these? Are these radio waves? We just sent transmissions out there?
It's high-powered digital radio signal. So okay. I'm guessing a concentrated thing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Ah. Neat.
So what are we expecting? Nothing. We're just going to ping it and wait for an answer.
Yeah, I just thought it was cool that we even tried.
Now, how long is it taking to get there?
It's going to arrive there 2029. So
2029. When did they send it?
3 years ago.
That would suck if they marked that as spam.
That?
Huh? I'm just saying, that would suck if the aliens marked it as spam.
just threw it away, delete it.
Oh, yeah, we don't want it anymore.
But I thought it was interesting when I read how fast it was going, because, you know, the signal is traveling at the speed of light. So it passed the moon in 1.3 seconds. It passed Mars in 4 minutes. And then it left the solar system in 20 hours.
Wow. That's not bad.
Not bad.
I love the I run across it sometimes when I stumble on the internet. It's the chart that displays radio waves and our beaming our TV signals out into space,
yeah.
And it shows the distance away and what shows would be on at that time.
Yeah.
Where that radio wave is out in space and who can pick it up. And,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I Love Lucy. And
that's cool. Yeah. Like, it shows how, in theory, where they are.
Yeah, and if some planets are out there, they would have picked up some signals by now because those signals have made it out there.
Unless they get degraded, like we've talked about it before in the show.
Yeah.
Like, actually, I didn't realize about this, but this article is cool about it for another reason. Like we said, it almost sounds like they beamed it toward this planet. So this is the first time we've been sending out, like, just blanket messages everywhere, like not really pointing. I feel like this is the first time we ever went, boom, that one. Let's send a message there, because that's like a laser point. So it's almost more guaranteed to get there and not degrade as nearly as much. That's cool. I like that.
Let's talk to aliens.
Jeez, I don't want to end on that, but I think we might have to. Or is there anything else on the epic whiteboard?
I'm looking at it, but I think we can outro with the swallow.
Oh, okay. As always, thank you for listening to The Bakery. And before you go, please take a listen to this song we received via Facebook from just someone who had this song. I thought it was pretty funny, so I was like, yeah, we'll play it. So, as always, Hash Bottoms, thank you for being in The Bakery.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
As always, you can find us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube and iTunes accounts, so please check that out.
I'm actually... add some more YouTube videos fairly soon, too. So we're going to have more than one video.
Oh, I've been adding tons to our favorites. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Lots.
Even good. Better. And please call the Bat Line. That's our answering machine. You can leave us a message. Leave us a comment about a story we did. Cuss at us. We actually ask people to cuss at us, and no one does. So that'd be cool, too.
We're just too liked.
We're too liked. I know. Seriously.
You
nobody
people
hates
suck.
Us.
No one appreciates you.
I'll call.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm
I'll
just
leave
kidding.
Your
thank you. Finally, yeah. We're trying to get someone to leave some epic messages. And as always, smoke them if you got them. Thanks for listening.
Man, do you
not
know what
word.
I hate?
Oh, yeah, that's
no, word. Man, I don't know what you hate.
Just try and guess what I really hate.
Is it bitches who spit?
I hate bitches who spit. Always acting like your shit don't stick. What were you thinking, ho, that I was gonna stick it in your pink?
Oh, fuck no!
How about we take a trip to Brown Town? Turn your ass around now. How does that sound? Relax, tilt your head back and open wide. I can't promise, but I'll try not to hit you. I count down. Bitch, please, you f***ing coming across. Regret that you're about to take it from the ball.
My wish is more bitches like Helen Keller. Never says a fucking word and she does what I tell her. A miracle worker. You know what I taught her? How to suck dick thick till she's screaming for water. No doubt, I'd rather be without. I'll never pass out if she won't take it in the mouth. No shit, I'd split, zip it up and quit, cause I can stand these motherfucking bitches who spit.
Fuck you, bitch, don't try that shit. I'll bust you in the face with it. It's not like when I eat your clit, I spit clit shit back on your tits. How would you even know? You ain't never tried before. You may just like it, you could know. Come on, baby, swallow.
Dance when I put them in my flavor trance. My nut butter that smells like romance. And at a glance, all you think about spitting, but in the back of your mind, girl, you knew it was quitting. Because a real lady does a job till it's done, till she coughing shit up when it's stuck in her lungs. A freaky bottom bitch with an overactive tongue. She the kind of chick suck dick for fun.
Everyone knows you can't cook that shit without using cream. So trade your Jones, I'll give you all of my organic semen. Just put it in a bowl and then inside the microwave. Eat that shit up with a spoon. Don't miss a drop, don't misbehave. Fuck you, bitch, don't try that shit. I'll bust you in the face with it. It's not like when I eat your clit, I spit clit shit back on your tits. How would you even know? You ain't never tried before. You may just like it, you could know. Come on, baby, swallow.
Swallow, swallow till you follow my drift. Because my super sperm got the vitamins needed to give you a lift.
Lift, lift, I got you lifted. Already smoked all my dro, so swallow. And be like Oliver Twist, say please, sir, I want some more. Fuck you, bitch, don't try that shit. I'll bust you in the face with it. It's not like when I eat your clit, I spit clit shit back on your tits.